Infuriated, Sin stormed back into the main room and snatched them from Kish's hand.
Do you mind? These don't belong to you.
Sorry. He turned to catch Damien's smirk.
What are you looking at?
Nothing. I'm just trying to imagine you in flannel pink sock monkey pajamas. I'm sure you look stunning in pink. Kish burst out laughing. Actually, with his skin tone, he probably does look really good in it. I would definitely say he's in autumn. That's summer, you dweeb. Sin gave them a cold look.
I find it fascinating that you two women know that color palettes for clothes have a name.
He turned to Damien.
The fact you corrected him really scares me.
Hey, I'm not the one sleeping in pink pajamas. I don't want to hear it from you. Sin glared at him.
It's a good thing you don't embezzle from my casino, or I'd kill you where you stand.
And with that, he returned to his room. Sin closed the door and leaned against it. Before he could stop himself, he lifted the pajamas to his nose and smelled the gentle scent that was unique to Kat. How something so stupid could both soothe and crush him, he didn't understand. But there was no denying what he felt. He wanted her here with him, and it killed him to be here alone.
What have I done?
But he knew. He had to keep her away from him. It was for her own good. If Ishtar had fallen to the Galu, what chance did Kat stand? He would never jeopardize her safety for his selfishness. Disgusted with his own weakness, he forced himself to toss the pajamas to his bed and head for the bathroom. As soon as he caught himself in the mirror, he understood Damien and Kish. He did look like hell. His eyes were sunken from lack of sleep. He couldn't remember the last time he'd shaved. His hair was shaggy and unkempt. Kat would kick him sideways for looking like this, and he probably did smell as bad as he looked. Disheartened, Sin went to the shower to bathe and prove to all of them that he could function without her. He just didn't want to. As he waited for the water to heat, he balled his fist and placed it against the cool wall outside the shower before he pressed his forehead to the tile. Closing his eyes, he could see her so clearly in his mind, feel her. Sin? He tensed at the sound of her voice saying his name. It sounded like she was right behind him, but he knew better. Then he felt it, the soft whisper of a hand on his shoulder. Afraid it was nothing more than torture invented by his mind, he didn't want to open his eyes.
Are you all right? She asked.
That depends.
On what?
Whether or not you're still there when I turn around.
Do you want me to leave, then?
The word no hung in his throat.
Damn it, man, shake your head and tell her to leave. It's for her own good. It's for your own good.
Still, her touch was on his skin. Forcing himself to turn around, he opened his eyes and saw the most beautiful thing he'd ever seen in his life. Kat's face. Unable to stand it, he pulled her to him and kissed her. Kat couldn't breathe at the ferocity of Sin's embrace. She tried to bury her hands in his hair, but her fingers became stuck in tangles. She had to be hurting him, and yet he didn't seem to notice as his tongue danced with hers and his thick whiskers scraped against her face. The scent of Sin and whiskey filled her head, and her heart raced. She'd been so afraid of his reception that this was a startling surprise for her.
Does this mean you're happy to see me?
More than happy.
He pinned her against the shower door, and before she could blink, her clothes were gone. Kat couldn't breathe as he dipped his head down to tease her right breast. His whiskers scraped her skin and sent chills all over her, while his tongue tormented her with pleasure. He was ferocious as his hands and lips sought out every part of her body.